Good morning and welcome to Apple A Day. It's Lake Region Healthcare's health and wellness show where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I'm Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Kevin Patch. He is a chaplain here at Lake Region Healthcare, and he is our resident expert on advanced care planning, which is our topic for today. Thanks for joining me, Kevin.
It's good to be here, Katie. Thank you for asking me to join the conversation.
Absolutely. April 16th is a day that is known as National Healthcare Decision Day. It's a day to inspire and educate and inspire people and providers on the topic of advanced care planning. And this topic has a lot of aspects to it. It's complex. And we want to kind of dive into that and help our listeners understand why it's important, what the benefits are, and all those good things. But before we do that, I'd like to just let our listeners get to know you a little bit better. Tell us more about Kevin Patch and your background and your role here at Lake Region.
Okay, well, I have been a chaplain here at Lake Region Hospital for a little over a year and a half now, and I love it because every day is different and it's unique. And the people I've met, the patients, have been incredible and extraordinary. And I've had great conversations with many of them. Every day I get to hang out with staff that are just exceptional and are just wonderful to work with. I've learned so much here at the hospital in my capacity working alongside of them. I'm married. My wife's name is Linda, and we have two kids and two grandkids, and I don't get to see them nearly enough. But I enjoy the opportunities when I get to. One of the things that I do here at Lake Region Hospital is just weigh in with our employees on a continual basis and visit different areas of the hospital, the campus in Elbow Lake as well, and just making sure that our staff feel encouraged, lifted up, however I can support them and listen to them, and also just remind them of how important they are to Lake Region Hospital's mission. And yeah, I enjoy every day. Love it.
Yeah, that spiritual care aspect, both for the challenging work of healthcare and for the people who are experiencing healthcare difficulties.
Yeah.
You know, here for care is such a wonderful service that you and Aaron Christensen, our other chaplain, provide here at Lake Region Healthcare. And we're really grateful that you're here. One of the things, as we mentioned before, that you are kind of a lead on here is this advanced care planning topic.
Mm-hmm.
Let's define exactly what we're talking about. What does advanced care planning mean or involve?
Okay, well, advanced care planning is a process where you start discussing and planning your healthcare choices in the event that you become unable to communicate them. And because they are your wishes, it's important that those wishes be understood and respected. Those healthcare choices are then documented in what is known as an advanced care directive. And this steers the healthcare team in the direction that you've made known. Should you not be able to speak for yourself in a health crisis, that is all recorded and documented and stored. So it takes the guesswork out of it, essentially.
Right. And I think a lot of people think of advanced care directives as something for end of life. But
yeah,
it's really for any situation that could potentially happen that you couldn't speak for yourself, right?
Very true. Because we never know when something's going to happen. An accident, an acute health situation. So it's really, it's all about being prepared and feeling that my choices have been made known prior to that moment.
Mm-hmm. So it's really for anyone,
yes,
of any age to be thinking about this. And there's a lot to consider, as I said before. Let's just break down a few of the elements. First is this idea of a healthcare proxy. That's one of the kind of central elements of having an advanced care plan. Let's talk about what the role of a proxy is and some things to think about as we choose who would be a good proxy.
Right. Okay. Well, your healthcare proxy is someone that you choose to act and speak on your behalf should you not be able to. They really are a key person in this whole process. Simply put, your proxy is your healthcare agent who will represent you in the event that you are limited or unable to communicate that in a health crisis. Your proxy or your healthcare agent should be someone that you trust. They need to know what you've chosen when it comes to specific healthcare decisions, your values, and also your end-of-life wishes. Many people decide on their spouse to be their proxy, or possibly one of their parents, an adult child, a sibling, but they have to be 18 or older, possibly a member of their faith community, or even a close friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, people choose their proxies on the basis of how well they know that person and how well they trust them.
Yeah, that trust is a huge factor. And another one, at least for me, when I was considering a proxy was considering how emotional this situation might be for that person, and whether or not making them a proxy would be an additional undue burden on that person. So sometimes I think considering someone who's a little bit removed from that might be a helpful aspect too.
It's a great point you're making, Katie, because, you know, an emotional decision made in a crisis situation can have a huge bearing on the person that we have named as a proxy. And some people have admittedly, agreed to be a healthcare proxy. And then in the moment, it's almost overwhelming mm-hmm. to the point where they say, I can't do that. Then it's important to have a secondary healthcare agent be chosen, because should it happen where the first choice can't work out and they go a different direction, or they're just unable to make that decision, a secondary proxy can oftentimes step in that role.
Yeah, so having that backup is a great,
huge,
great idea too. And that really leads into my next question. If you're asked to be a proxy for someone, what are some of the important things that you should think about before you say yes to that request?
Oh, such a great question, because it is, as a requester, it's vital to have a conversation with them before an incident, a health crisis, to make sure that we know what matters to them, that we are on the same page with them. And I think you really must be able to answer this question in the affirmative. Can I make decisions that follow their wishes? Mm-hmm. If we can't answer that question, we probably should let them know and be honest and say, maybe you should choose somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what they're expecting of us as their proxy, to follow their wishes.
Right, right. You need to feel confident
yeah.
in answering that question that way. Another area to consider is, coming to some decisions about what really matters the most to you as you're putting together your advance care plan. Walk us through some of the questions that are part of that process.
Well, Katie, each of the things that we're asked to consider, these are personal and they require some reflection and time just spent on them. One of the questions is, if I am diagnosed with a serious illness or near the end of my life, how much medical treatment would I want? What are your thoughts and beliefs about how and where you would like to die? Typically, people have strong feelings about such matters, and advanced care planning lets our voices be heard in that respect.
Mm-hmm. Those are great questions. And you know, we talk about writing out this plan. There is kind of some structure that's offered for advanced care planning that lays out some of these questions for you, right?
Yeah, and they don't all need to be answered. You can come back to them later. But they're put forth, and typically you'll have a response. And if you don't want to write a response out to that, you don't have to. You just leave it blank.
that's a really good point, that you can leave something blank, change it later. It's more important to complete the document and do what you can and come to those hard decisions later if you can't make them right away.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the beautiful things about a healthcare directive is knowing that you can come back and redo it. I've never met anybody that wants to redo it week to week, but you know, once a year, once every 5 years, whenever something changes, mm-hmm. If there's a death or a diagnosis that changes, sometimes through a divorce, things change and people come in and update their advanced care directive then, but it can always be changed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a really good point. So once you have your plan written out, it's really important to think about who needs to know that you have these wishes documented. Do you have some, you know, in addition to your proxy, of course, do you have some tips for thinking about who those people are and how you start those conversations with your loved ones?
Katie, I would recommend that people really think about those closest to them. Family, for example, most trusted friends, your faith leader, if you have one. Certainly your doctor should be on board with your directive and knowing what you want. Some examples to even start the conversation. It doesn't have to be complicated, but one of them is, can you and I talk about something important to me? That's going to surely prompt hopefully an affirmative answer from the person that you're talking to mm-hmm. at the time. I was thinking about what happened to so-and-so, and it made me realize I want to be prepared. And hopefully that person was, maybe they weren't, but it's a great way to start a conversation, like bringing it home for you. Mm-hmm. Now is the time that I would like to do my advanced care planning. Here's another one that's very simple. I need your help with something. And that's just an honest plea. Mm-hmm. And most people, if there's somebody that we trust and somebody that is dear and near to us, they're going to take the time to help us with getting the conversation beginning, talking about our advanced care planning.
Those are great questions, and I like how you said it doesn't need to be complicated, right? No. It's simple, it's natural, it's just something to take that first step.
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Once an advanced directive is complete, is that something, how is that stored? How does your provider or your healthcare system know where to find it?
Well, we call it the EMR, their electronic medical records. It's placed in their file, and anybody that is working with you while you're a patient, they will have access to that, and they can see your wishes, your preferences, your requests for interventions. It's all there, so and it's very safe. Mm-hmm. It's secure.
It's really another advantage of having a MyChart account because, if I understand correctly, that means not just providers at Lake Region Healthcare will see that. If you end up being seen somewhere else, or you know, the unspeakable happens when you're traveling or away from home, that is always with you. That electronic medical record is your record.
It goes wherever you go, essentially. And that's peace of mind too,
yeah.
You know, because most people do travel and mm-hmm. Find themselves in different locations. It's important that your health information travels with you.
Absolutely. So another question, how official is an advance directive? I mean, is this a legal document? Does a lawyer need to be involved? How does this become official, and how official is it?
Well, an advanced care directive is a recognized legal document. It requires signatures by either two witnesses or by a notary. And a lawyer does not need to be present in this process. So if you would like one, you can have one, but they are not necessary to complete an advanced care directive.
So really just those witnesses or a notary make it pretty simple.
Yes.
So we already touched on this a little bit at the beginning about, you know, who needs an advance directive. It's more than just the elderly or the terminally ill, right?
It is. And Katie, you know, the time to be engaged with healthcare planning is before a crisis hits. So we encourage all adults to plan now and make their choices known. One of the things that I came across was the Conversation Project, and they use a saying, and it goes like this: it always seems too soon until it's too late. And we don't want that to be the case for anybody. So really, you know, now is the time. And if you're an adult, you should probably be thinking about your advanced care directive and planning towards that end should something happen.
What else would you like our listeners to know about this topic?
Well, Katie, sadly, in looking over some of the material that was offered, there's studies that suggest that only about a quarter of all adults have engaged in advanced care planning. And, you know, that's certainly a percentage that we would like to see increase significantly. Here at Lake Region, we're here to help you through the process. We have the forms, and we can notarize them, and we can also make copies for you. So whatever we can do to help you complete your advanced care planning with a directive, we offer that to you, and we hope you'll take advantage of it.
I would love to see Lake Region Healthcare's patient base be way higher than 25%. And like you said, you make it easy by offering the forms, offering the notary, offering the guidance. So if someone's looking for that, how can they find it?
Well, they can sure call the hospital and ask for the chaplain's office. Either Aaron or I would be glad to help them with that. And there's just, you know, you can also go on the website, the hospital website, and there's also a line there where you can click on the advanced care directive, and you can download it and you can take your time to fill it out. But we hope that you won't let it sit on a shelf and get dust, but that you will take the initiative and complete it.
Where can we find some other reliable resources and information on this topic? Do you have some go-to places?
Yeah, there's two that I would love to share, Katie. And the first one is www.nhdd.org. And then the other one is really the most helpful and just in plain street language it's called theconversationproject.org. And just great material, and lots of help is offered just to really begin the conversation. If people are struggling with, how do I even start talking about my advanced care directive? I want to make plans, but how do I start that talk? They offer such great solutions and samples, and I think it will be an easy go-to source for people if they're looking for help.
So there's really all kinds of great resources. NHDD, National Healthcare Decisions Day, NHDD.org, TheConversationProject.org, the chaplains here at Lake Region Healthcare, all resources for you as we consider April 16th coming up, National Healthcare Decisions Day. Why is it April 16th?
Well, because it was actually inspired by Benjamin Franklin's witty remark, "Nothing in life is certain but death and taxes." So if that's the case, and I think it is, we should be prepared and we should take the initiative and the time involved to complete our advanced care planning and finish it up with an advanced care directive.
So you finish your taxes on April 15th, you finish your advanced care directive on April 16th. I love it. Death and taxes.
Amen.
Any last words before we wrap up today as we just really encourage our listeners to consider this topic?
Katie, I would just like to let this be known. It's a written gift when referring to people's advanced care directives. Once a person's wishes regarding their healthcare decisions are made known, it's a gift that is documented, and the guesswork and wonder can be eliminated due to the fact that their choices have been made. And none of us can foresee a time when we can't speak for ourselves, yet should it happen, the written gift can shed light on what we wanted. So it's just, it's win-win, and it's going to take some time, but it's all worth it in the end.
It is an investment in peace of mind for yourself, peace of mind for those who love you. And I will close with the quote you used earlier. It seems too early until it's too late. Don't make it be too late. April 16th, National Healthcare Decisions Day, a great time to plan for your advanced directive. Kevin Patch, thanks for joining me today and talking about this important topic.
Thanks so much, Katie. Appreciate it.
Kevin Patch, Lake Region Healthcare Chaplain, my guest today on Apple a Day. Kevin and Katie remind you, at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always. Have a great day.